ரவா ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ணா பிருஷ்டாய பூதலி ஸ்ரீமதி பக்தி வேதாந்தா சாமி இது நாமி ரிஷாப்தேவ் எஸ் ரிஷாப்தேவ் இஸ் தி வாஸ் தி எம்பையர் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் ஹி வாஸ் இன்கார்னேஷன் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா So, Rishabhdev's das. You are not Rishabhdev, but you are servant of Rishabhdev. Always remember it. When we give some spiritual name, that is Krishna's name, and we are servant, Rishabhdev das. So, your name is Rishabhdev das, and you'll get all information from Tamal. The 10 kinds of offenses, you know, our regulatory principles,
no illicit sex, no meat, fish or eggs, no gambling, no intoxicants.
That's all. So, so you'll remember it. Take. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ணா பிருஷ்டாய பூதலி ஸ்ரீமதி பக்தி வேதாந்த சாமின் இது நாமினி பத்ரசேன் யுவர் நேம் இஸ் பத்ரசேன் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா ஹூ ஹஸ் ஃபைட்டிங் வித் கிருஷ்ணா Yes, don't fight it. You are Bhadrasen Das, you are servant of Bhadrasen. Bhadrasen was always challenging Krishna. Come on. You have chanted the mantra, Guru Mantra?
Yes, yes.
Another direction you take from Tamal Krishna. Come on.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama What happened? Finish. Namo. Om. Vishnu. Padaya. Krishna.
Krishna.
Ushthaya.
Bhutale.
Srimate.
Srimate.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Iti
Namini.
Take.
Hare Krishna. You know the regulatory principles? What is that? No LSD. No LSD also. Come on. Hare
Krishna. Kosalya. Kosalya. Kosalya.
Kosalya?
Kosalya. What I'm trying to say. Kosalya.
Oh, Kosalya. Kosalya. Your name is Kosalya. K-U-S-A-L-Y-A. Kosalya. Kosalya was the name of Lord Ramchandra's mother. So you have to produce one Lord Ramchandra. Kosalya. Oh, he has done
the...
All right, then you are initiated. Come on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Om.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Padaya.
Padaya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishthaya.
Krishthaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Srimate.
Srimate.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Vedanta.
Vedanta.
Swami.
Swami.
Iti.
Iti.
Nam.
Nam.
Come on. What is his name?
Janmanjoy.
Your name is Janmanjoy. Janman, J-A-N-M-A-N-J-A-Y. Janmanjaya was the son of Maharaj Parikshit. Yes, a great Vaishnav king of emperor of the world. So, you have to serve him. That's it. Come on.
Hare
Krishna,
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 Hare Hare,
Ram, Ram,
Ram, Ram,
Ram, Krishna,
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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, one of the gopis. Yes. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Shamin Iti Namin.
Suridas.
Suridas. S-U-R-I-D-A-S. Suri means devotees. Great devotees called Suri. Or demigods. Suri. Suridas. Come on. You know the regulative principles? Regulative principles?
No speculation?
Yeah.
Gambling?
Yeah.
No intoxication.
Yes.
No illicit sex. And no meat.
Yes. Yeah. That's all. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishtaya,
Krishtaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimati,
Srimati,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vedanta,
Vedanta,
Swami,
Swami,
Ide,
Ide,
Nami,
Nami,
Jyotila.
Your name is Jyotila. Yes. Jyotila and Kutila. Jyotila was the mother-in-law of Radharani. Krishna was that Radharani's husband. Her husband is supposed to be somebody else. Come on. Come on. Bow down? Yes. Yes, done?
Yes.
All right. Come on. That's all.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
So, 10 kinds of offenses. All those who are initiated today, they will avoid 10 kinds of offenses. What are those offenses?
One, blaspheming the Lord's devotee. Two, considering the Lord and other demigods on the same level or assuming there are many gods. Three, neglecting the orders of the spiritual master. Four, minimizing the authority of the Vedas. Five, interpreting the holy names of God. Six, committing sin on the strength of chanting.
This is very dangerous thing. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you become released from all sinful reaction. But because Hare Krishna mantra nullifies all sinful reaction, that does not mean you shall continue. It is not like that you go to church and you confess your sins and it is all adjusted or nullified. Again, from the next week you begin fresh sinful activities. No, that is not allowed. That is not allowed. Krishna, we should not make an agent for nullifying our sinful activities. Then it is not service. Then we make Krishna as our servant. We are at liberty to commit all kinds of nonsense and God becomes an agent to clear it. What is this nonsense? That is not allowed. You may, by mistake or somewhere other, you may commit something wrong. But by chanting Hare Krishna from this day, everything is apavitra, apavitra, everything is finished. But from tomorrow or immediately after this, no more sinful activities. Therefore, this regulative principle. These four principles, illicit sex, meat eating, and intoxication and gambling. These four principles are the basic principle of all sinful activities. If you indulge in these four things, then you are prepared to do any nonsense. Therefore, these four things should be immediately stopped. Then there is no more chance of sinful activities. And chanting Hare Krishna, keep yourself always purified. Maya will not touch you. And you shall be elevated to the eternal blissful life to enjoy like the gopis. That's all.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Yes.
7. Instructing the Lord's name to the unfaithful.
Yes. This initiation is not canvassing. We don't canvass that you become our disciple. Anyone who understands, oh, this is very nice, if he comes, Swamiji initiate me, he is welcome. But there is no canvassing or selling the mantra. No, we have no such business. We give everyone freedom to hear this chanting Hare Krishna mantra without any charge. We go from door to door, street to street, hear and be purified. And if anyone wants to be intimately associated with us, we welcome. But we don't canvass. That is no use. If I artificially ask somebody that you become initiated, no, that will not stand. One must willingly come. Therefore, as a general principle, we distribute this Hare Krishna mantra. But if we find somebody reluctant, then we become callous. We don't mind. There are many others. Then?
8. Comparing the holy name to material piety.
Yes. Now this function, this ceremony which is going on, it is not a material ceremony. Material ceremony, of course, just like in our country, there are so many pujas, Satyanarayan Katha, like that. Their aim is to gain some material profit. So that kind of function is not this initiation. Here there is no question of gaining any material profit. Here the process is to become purified and become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. That is the aim. Not that by initiation, by chanting Hare Krishna, now my income is $100, I'll get $1,000. No, there is no question of dollar calculation. It is no mammon's philosophy. It is real Krishna consciousness philosophy. Then next.
9. Inattentive while chanting the holy name.
Yes, when you chant, you must hear also. This is attention. This is yoga. Your mind must be engaged to the vibration, Hare Krishna. You are thinking of something in factory, what is going on, and chanting Hare Krishna. No, not that. The chanting must be heard by you. That is attention, with attention. Yes.
Last 10. Attachment to material things.
Yes.
While engaged in the practice of chanting.
Yes. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. If by chanting you see that your love for Krishna is increasing and your love for matter and material enjoyment is decreasing, then you must know that you are progress. If by the result of chanting you are increasing your material hankering, that is not progress. Then that is an offense. One should know that I am chanting with offense. I have to rectify it. You have to test whether you are increasing your love of God, Krishna. Then you should know that you are in progress. Two things cannot go. Just like hunger and eating cannot go together. If you are actually eating, then hunger must be subsided. If you are actually eating. Similarly, if you are actually making spiritual progress, then the result will be that your material hankering will decrease. Not that you are being cured and the temperature is increasing. No. If you are actually being cured, the temperature must decrease. If you are in feverish condition, you are taking medicine, then the fever must decrease. This material hankering is a kind of disease. It is never satisfied. But people are hankering more. That means temperature is increasing. And when the temperature is 107 degrees, finished life. That's all. So, this material civilization has come to the degree of atomic heat. You see? Now everyone has got this atomic energy. And it is going to be finished. So, that kind of advancement is not needed. Actually, bhakti parashanubhava virakti annatrasya. The test whether you are making progress in Krishna consciousness, you have to test yourself whether you are decreasing your material desires. That's all. Because in the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness, there is no more material desire. Samim kritathosmi. Barang na jasi, I have no more any demand. I am fully satisfied. Krishna bhakta nishkam atev shanta. If you want shanti, peacefulness, then you have to become completely Krishna conscious. Krishna bhakta nishkam, because he has no more demand. And bhukti mukti siddhikami shakali ashant. And those who are kurmis, trying to elevate material position, they are all disturbed. And mukti, those who are hankering after liberation, he is also disturbed. And siddhi, those who are yogis, are hankering after some material perfection, mystic perfection, he is also disturbed. He is simply thinking, how I shall be so light that I can fly in the sky. Yes. What here? There are so many flies are flying in the sky. What do you gain by that? But the nonsense will see, oh, I am now, from the ground I am now, 3 feet high. 3 feet high? A small bird is 100 feet high. What is there? These are all nonsense. Don't be after all this nonsense. Bhukti mukti siddhikam. Bhukti means this ordinary worker. Whole day working like ass. Taking a morsel of food. No food even. But working hard. Always the motor car is going this way, that way, that way, that way, that way. They are karmis. And those who are disgusted with karma, now I shall meditate, I shall become God. You see? The same disease. Ashanti. And Siddhikami, mystic power. I shall be light, I shall be great. Whatever I shall want immediately. The yogis can do that. As I told you, one story, it is very amusing. One boy, he went out of home and mixed with yogis for several years. Then after some time, he came to his village and all the friends and relatives gathered. Oh, you have been so many years with yogis. What you have learned? Actually, yogis can do wonderful things. One yogi used to come to our house. He was my father's. My father used to respect him. So he told us that within a few minutes, they will go several hundreds of miles. Simply, he will touch his Guru Maharaj and sit down and he will see in another place within few seconds, some thousands of miles away. The yogis can perform this. So one yogi, he came to his village and all the people, relatives surrounded him, what you have learned, please. So he said that I have learned this mystic power, I can walk on the water. This is called Loghima Siddhi. To become so light that one can fly in the air or one can walk on the water. So everyone became inquisitive, oh please show me, please show us one day. So he agreed, all right, I shall show on that day. Then one old man said, my dear friend, you have been so long with the yogis, but you have learnt only 2 cents worth power. What is that? Like, we'll walk over the water and I shall pay 2 cents to the boatman, he will take me to the other side. So what you have gained? You have so much labored, but you have gained only 2 cents worth. You see? So these yogis are after 2 cents. Even they are perfection. There is no, if they are perfect, but without being perfect, they are nothing. Simply rascals. Oh. But even they are perfect, there is 2 cents worth. You see? But here is the yogi, yoga system. We are going to Krishna. Just always remember this. So, what is the last? So you should not be inattentive. This yoga system, this bhakti yoga system is the highest yoga system. There is even a Brahma. you read all these things in our book Krishna. Brahma, he was so powerful. He wanted to play some mystic power. He took away all the cowherds, boys and friends, yes, calves and cows from Krishna just to see the fun. And Krishna created many thousand cowherd boys immediately. So, this yogic power has nothing to do. If you can get Krishna, just like Mother Yashoda and other friends, just like I told you about Bhadrasen, he was challenging Krishna. Krishna was defeated. And when Krishna became defeated, he had to take on his shoulder his friend. So, this is another thing. And to be satisfied with little power and a little influence within this material world, that is nothing. That is worthless. As soon as this body is finished, everything is finished. But it has no value. Just, jangalabdha chaparangalavang mannate nadikang tata. You just try to achieve something. While achieving, you'll never want anything. So all these yogis, all these karmis, all these ganes, they are not peaceful. Because they are wanting something. Wanting something. So long you will be wanting something, there cannot be any peace. Mind that. When there will be no more demand, that is peace. That is only for Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, because he has no demand. Atayev Shanta. Therefore he is peaceful. All others, they have also demand. So this is the process. By making progress in Krishna consciousness means your demands will be nil. That's all. When you find in that position that I have no more any demand, Samin Kitartmasmi, I am fully satisfied Krishna, then that is your purpose. So try to achieve that position. Now, chant Hare Krishna. First of all, is marriage. Now, you offer this girl. What is name? Where is garland? All these groups give their garland. Who is in charge? This garland was first touched there in Radha Krishna temple.
When we first touched the Radha and Krishna.
Yes, to the feet, yes. Huh?
The test has been done yet.
No, do it immediately. Now you just giving charity these girls to the boys.
Yes.
You say the first of her name are?
Jambavati.
Yes,
my god sister.
Was in charge of me.
Was in charge of me.
Now I give you.
I now give you to Damodas.
So you accept him as your wife.
You accept him as your wife.
You say yes, I accept.
Yes.
I take charge of her throughout her life. Yes. And you accept, I accept you as my husband. We shall keep in peace in any circumstances. Tell this, say this. We shall keep peace in any circumstances. We shall never be separated, even in distressed condition. You also say yes. Yes. Now change your...
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
You come to this side. You come to this side, left side. You go to the right side.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Similarly,
Gentlemen, Jai, this is my god sister, Tara Dasi, and I wish that you will accept her as your wife to take charge of her.
He said, yes, I take charge for Tara Dasi throughout her life. Say that.
I'll take charge of Tara Dasi throughout.
And you say, I accept you as my husband, and I wish to serve you throughout my life. There will be no separation in any condition. We shall jointly execute Krishna consciousness. Now change. Change.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Come this side. You come this side.
Hare Rama.
Left side you come. You come left side.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
Similarly,
this is my god sister, Jyotila Dasi. I wish that you will take care of her for your whole life, accept her as your wife and always protect her. And there will be no separation between you. You will always watch over and care for me. You do this?
You say yes, I take charge of that leather, see? You say?
Yes, I take charge.
Throughout her whole life? Throughout her whole life. There will be no separation in any condition. And we shall jointly execute Krishna consciousness. Yes. She will help you and he will help her. That's it. Chen. Yes, you accept that I will serve you throughout my life. Yeah. Now change.
Abhi, Ba, Jam, Sari, Kundari, Dakyam, Shah, Vaya, Bandram, Suchi, Randi, Aham, Shri, Guru, Shri, Chuta, Padakamalam, Shri, Guru, Vaishna, Vansha, Shri, Rupam, Sagra, Jatam, Sagana, Raghunathan,
Tan, Pam,
Sajivam,
Cha,
Avaitam,
Sa,
Avadutam,
Parijana,
Saitam,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Devam,
Sri,
Dada,
Krishna,
Pada,
Sarita,
Sarita,
Sri,
Vishaka,
Nittanj,
Karuna, Sindhu, Veena, Andu, Tugara, Tadini, Gopisha, Gopika, Kanta, Vaha, Kanta, Vaha, Siddhi, Shaha, 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 Shaitan, Tutu, Onda, Namo, Onda, Mati,
Sudabha, Kitabhascha, and Smart.
Radha,
Rana,
Mohana,
yeah. Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj. Yeah.